Welcome to season 14 of She Builds Podcast, where we share stories about women in the design and construction field, one lady at a time.
This season's theme is anything goes. So it'll be a combination of regular episodes and charrettes based on anything inspiring us at the moment.
I'm Nurjeri Rivas, thinking about my New Year aspirations in Houston, Texas.
And hi there, I'm Jessica Rogers, thinking about my word for the new year in Miami, Florida.
Before we begin, we must, of course, say thank you to everyone joining us. Your support is a big reason why we've been able to do this for almost 6 years now, with no end in sight.
That's right. We couldn't be more grateful to have listeners and supporters like you.
Also, you may notice we're missing an important voice today. Our wonderful host, Lizzie, is not joining us this season. She's taking a very short break. She promised it would be short. And will be back with us before you know it next season.
Yeah, it's weird for it to be just the two of us. Like, a part of us is missing. Like, we were just talking about that, how it's like missing a third arm. But she is on a sabbatical, if you will. She is doing her own arc venture. So you'll stay tuned to see some pictures and things of her arc venture. And she is still part of us trio, just temporarily behind the scenes.
All right. I want to kick off our Anything Goes season with what's inspiring me right now, which is the new year, 2026, and discussing all things new and aspirations. To do this, we've invited fellow architect and podcaster, Kaylin Brady, host of Architected.
Yes. So for those of you that don't know, Kaylin is an architect, creative problem solver, and community builder. She is a project architect at a higher education firm in Washington, D.C. Professionally and personally, she is dedicated to the advancement of emerging professionals, focusing volunteer efforts largely with organizations such as her podcast for Women Plus in Architecture, Architected, ACE Mentors, and the AIA Emerging Architect Committees that empower students, upcoming professionals, and less represented populations in architecture. Kaylin, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited that you're here. Thank you for saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a big fan of the podcast, so I'm happy to be here.
Oh,
likewise.
Okay. How about to kick things off, you tell us, if you had a band, what instrument would you play? I have a feeling you play an instrument already, but I'll let you answer that. And what would be your band name and why?
Okay, I'm honored that that I give the air that I play an instrument.
You look musical.
Oh, thank you. I have a lot of hobbies, but I am not musical at all. I played flute in fourth grade. And I panicked so much at my first concert that I just kind of like fake, you know, moved my fingers all around and then faked it the entire time because I fell off and then I got behind and then I just panicked. So haven't really played anything since then. But if I did have a band and if I did play an instrument, I would love to play piano. And I think just, I love watching people play piano, hearing them. I think it's a beautiful instrument, and I probably then, if I had my own band, I would do some type of jazz fusion, snarky puppy type of, like funky type of band. That's what I would do.
I like that.
Fun. Once upon a time, I played the piano, but I think I was like you. Like, I just, like, I got nervous, like, especially when you were, like, if you played piano in particular, you kind of played by yourself in the recitals. And I also hate practicing, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, you have to practice a lot.
Yeah. Kaylin, how about, I'd like our listeners to know more about your show. So can you share with us why you started your podcast? What is it about? Why should we listen? Everything that you can.
Sure. So yeah, I can't believe it's 2026 already. I have been doing the podcast since 2023. And to kind of take things very far back, I'm from the Philly area originally. I grew up there. I went to college there. After college, I was like, oh, I've been in the area for such a long time. So I moved to San Francisco. I was there for a number of years. Then the pandemic hit. And then I got a remote job. I traveled for a year and I did the digital nomad thing. So I lived for a month in different cities around the US. And during that time, I really missed being part of some type of community. I wasn't a part of any local AIA chapters. I'd find out about an event, but then it had already passed or the timing didn't line up of when I was in the city. And so I missed that sense of community, and that's something I had been thinking about. And at the same time, too, I had been onboarding to my company. And it was over 200 people, but I was working with probably six of them on my smaller project that I was working on. And I was like, I feel like I'm really missing out on getting to know the people at the company, what their skills are, who's a resource. I am a big question asker. So if I have a question about detailing or code or something like that, even if I kind of know what the answer is, I want to bounce it off someone and just talk through it. And so I started doing 15-minute calls with people where I grabbed coffee, which it was all virtual. So I'd really just say, hey, like, who are you and how are you and what do you work on and what are your interests? And I got to know people that way. And I learned a lot. And so thinking about this lack of community that I had at the time and then how beneficial these little calls were, I thought, well, what if I had these conversations with women in the industry so that people who had life commitments or maybe worked for a company where they didn't see themselves represented in leadership or just for any type of reason where maybe they couldn't find a person to be their mentor or learn from their stories, they could listen to this podcast. So I started recording episodes in, I think, probably like December of 2022 and then launched my first episode in 2023. And I've released an episode every other Monday since then. So we have 75 episodes and probably another 15 bonus episodes. And they're just women in the whole AEC industry. So a lot of architects, but also structural engineers, landscape architects, marketers, consultants, really just anyone that we would work with in this AEC industry. And I just ask them about their career and lessons learned and hope that maybe someone sees themselves and can be inspired to stay in the industry and find their path.
Exciting. Okay, so that means that we are recording this in January. Mm-hmm. So B-Day anniversary of Architect launching is upon us. That's exciting.
Yes. So I guess our birthday, I celebrated on December, I think it's like December 13th, which was the first day that I recorded an episode.
Gotcha.
And so I do like a little like annual post each year of like, oh, these are all the people we've reached and all the people we featured. And
yes,
I think it's really important too. I've gotten advice from some other folks out there who are like, you need to just interview like more famous architects or bigger architects.
Easier said than done, but okay, thank
you. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I would love to, but I think it's also so powerful. Like I interview people that I know and that I think are really cool and doing amazing things. And they might not be a national or international name.
Yeah.
But what they do is really impactful. Mm-hmm. So I have a variety. I want the small folks, but also the big folks too. So
yeah, because let's be real. What's the likelihood of you actually meeting the famous whatever, but someone that just works at a different firm than you that is just as accomplished? And anyway, this is how we get sidetracked.
I do want to add on to that because I think that the likelihood that you'll meet them, I think it's not that far off, honestly.
True.
But
perhaps
I find more value in listening to someone closer to me, you know, like yeah. I can see myself in the story that that person is talking about at that moment. And you gave them that platform to say it. Mm-hmm. All these other people already have this platform. So I really appreciate what you're doing and the way you're doing it.
Thank you.
So actually on that note, Caitlin, as you reflect on year three of producing the podcast, do you believe you've accomplished what you set out to achieve?
Yeah. I think at first I was very worried about the production quality of, I'm an architect, I can get a building built, but I'm like spinning audio files now in Audacity and trying to figure all of that out. And I'm doing marketing and scheduling and all of that. And so interviewing people too is also a skill that I think over time I have had to develop that muscle of like, what questions do I ask? Do I ask the same questions for every episode, or how do I not influence, you know, my interest on the whole episode? Like I want to keep it going and not just really get into a rabbit hole of like, oh, I'm really interested in this one thing that you said, but maybe other people wouldn't be. So yeah, that's something I've had to develop over time. And my goal was really just to get the stories out. And I've tried to not let perfectionism keep me from doing that. So that the goal is really just get the stories out, be consistent. And I think, you know, once or twice I've uploaded the wrong audio, but I have uploaded audio at least every other Monday since 2023.
Listen, that is an accomplishment within itself.
It's amazing.
I think Norjri and I can relate because those are definitely things that has happened to us. Mm-hmm. It's also an accomplishment because like us, Norjri and I, you also have a day job, like where podcasting is not something that you do full time. And aside from that, you're also very active in your local AIA chapters. I think I saw on your social media that you did improv for a while. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us more about all of the things that you do? And second, how do you balance it all? Your calendar must be crazy.
It is a balance. Sometimes it gets out of balance. And then I think it's a matter of shedding some of those responsibilities or shedding some things on my calendar to get back in order. I'm trying to get better at that. But yeah, like you said, I work full time. I'm a project architect. So that was something that when I was in college, I went to Drexel in Philadelphia. They have a 2+4 program. So I went to school full-time, did like regular school for 2 years. And then for 4 years, I worked full-time and I took night classes.
Oh.
And I think that at the very beginning of my career really instilled this, like, give everything you can during this time. But the minute you need to make a switch, like you got to get out of here and you got to go to your night class and then you need to focus on that. Mm-hmm. You can't just be wasting time during the day and working all night or pulling all-nighters. I never really had that option because
of the program.
Yeah, I was working full time. I had to focus on night classes. I'd like maybe go to the gym at like 11 p.m., which was like a crazy thing I used to do. And I'd go home and I had to go to sleep because I couldn't be falling asleep in work the next day.
Right.
So I got pretty good at time management. And really after that type of schedule, I have so much free time now compared to that. So in terms of a lot of my interests, I do improv. That's something I started in college. I performed in a couple places across the country, taken classes, places. And this year, so DC has the Washington Improv Theater, which I've performed with. And then there's another group called Rails. And this year I was actually really lucky to have the opportunity to direct a show.
Nice.
So I directed a short form show, got to cast it. I worked with, I think we had like a group of 10 really incredible, funny, friendly, creative professionals that we're working with in the show. So we had a spring run and then we also had a fall run. So I'm still active in improv, but that's something too of I have to balance it.
Time management.
With other things. Yeah, like I'm also an AIA board member in DC. So I go to a lot of those events. So how much architecture things can I do? How much, you know, improv things can I do? And then I whip out like a book every once in a while or try to paint something. But you got to balance it.
Okay, quick question.
Okay.
Do you watch or binge watch shows?
So I moved in the spring and I haven't had a TV. So I got like a projector and I was like, oh, I'll be a projector person. And like, it hasn't been great. So
okay.
If I binge something, I'll put it on in the background. I'll do something like I'll paint or draw or something during that time.
That time.
But I have been out of the loop with TV shows recently.
Fair. Do you get 7 hours of sleep?
No.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out, like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
Something's
got to give.
I'm trying. But, okay. I'm like 6 to 7 typically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm trying to get 7 to 8. That's like a hope.
Right. No, that's my goal for 2026 is to try to get, I used to get 5 to 6 hours of sleep.
Oh, wow.
Towards the end of last year, I graduated to 6 to 7. So
that's
now
good.
I'm trying to either keep that or do 7 to 8. But anyway. You do so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, makes me happy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it all sounds so enriching, like every single thing you do. But how does the podcast fit into it all? And how has the podcast itself enriched your life?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the podcast fits in wherever I can fit it in. I was telling you both before we started recording, I do as much batch recording and editing as I can. The folks that record and release the next week, I don't know how you do it. I would probably need a team to do that. So I've tried to streamline things as much as possible. I set up forms and automation. I have scripts and templates so that I can, when I'm organizing like setting up times with people, I can reduce the amount of time of like the admin tasks so that I can work on actually like the fun part, which is recording the episodes or researching folks. But the second part of your question was the value that it's added to my life. You know, as much as it's a struggle and a lot of work, I love talking to people and I love learning from them. I have found a lot of people through the podcast that I have connected with, that I stay in touch with, both guests, but then also people who listen and then reach out and we start, you know, just talking and chatting. I've met both of you in person through some of the podcasting things when you guys were in DC for the AIA conference. So it's just been great. And there's a lot of opportunities where I've learned you can do as much as you can in office, but to supplement in office work with some of the things that you're interested in really helps make you like a well-rounded person and gives you a lot of opportunities that maybe you wouldn't have had if you were only focusing on in-office stuff.
That is so true. I think that's one of the things that we've learned with our podcast too. Just all the opportunities that present itself that outside of or working in an office, we probably wouldn't have gotten to do. And then like for us, I mean, we've got to travel for our podcast. I mean, that's how we got a chance to meet you at that, was A24 maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any aspirations for the show as we begin 2026?
I think just stay consistent. That is always my goal and my hope. I have a couple people that I would like to reach out to and just maybe do like an in-person interview or two. I haven't done that yet. And then it's like, oh, what do I need for production in terms of an in-person interview, all of that.
I was going to say, I'll tell you one thing. Don't record in a bar.
Oh.
I think we did that. Was it in DC? We did a live recording at a bar and it was loud. We wanted to get people to come up. They were too busy having a good time.
Yeah. The sound quality was not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we did it at a bar hoping people would come interact. No.
Oh.
They were too busy having a good time. And the recording came out decent for it to be at a bar. So.
Yeah. You could hear fun in the background.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. That was the nice element to it. But
yeah,
we had to pivot. I think that's the thing too. When you do live recordings, you have to learn how to pivot because you don't have the beauty of editing afterwards, that way you can cut out your ums and your long pauses while you figure something out. But it's still fun. You should do it because it's just fun to say that you did too.
Hey there, architecture enthusiast. Nikita Reed here, inviting you on an incredible journey through time and space with my podcast, Tangible Remnants. Historic preservation and sustainability? Let's go ahead right now and debunk the myth that they are opposites. In fact, they are two sides of the same coin, shaping our collective future.
In a work environment, it has been challenging because I've had to probably do more than double just to make sure that I quote unquote fit in. But the environments that have allowed me to do me on the front end, I've been extremely successful.
You look at all these PhDs, they've built that on the backs of our elders.
Absolutely.
What they consider themselves to be experts at is what they've worked with us to achieve.
I know we have to. We have to prioritize people before products and before place.
Join me as we unravel the stories of historic buildings shaped by the people of a specific era and often influenced by race and gender. These tangible remnants are windows into our past and guideposts for the future. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now to Tangible Remnants. Let's explore the interconnectedness of architecture, preservation, sustainability, race, and gender.
Yes. So I have to, in terms of just like Q1, Q2, I'm hoping to just kind of stay consistent with episode releasing. I have done a few virtual events, mm-hmm. So I might do that again, but I do feel this push to do things in person versus a virtual world where,
yeah,
it's especially in 2026, like personally, I'm trying to stay off of social media a little bit more than I have in the past. And so I've been scheduling things in advance for the podcast and then I've stayed off my personal one totally.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, well, how can I bring this? The podcast is all virtual, but how do I make that an in-person thing? So I've been thinking about that.
Interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting because I feel like this day and age, at least like where we are, people are wanting to be more outside. And or they want to, or maybe not even so much be more outside, they want to be less online. So I've been seeing that happening a lot with like meetups and things. And I do have that actually on my like 2026 like aspirations is just to be more active socially outside. So like I joined a book club. Actually, it started in December and we met in person.
Did you?
I did.
What are you reading?
Last year, it was The Creative Act. And then this month, it's Fahrenheit 451. So I've already, I mean, I read that book in high school. So I don't know if I'm going to read it or not. Oh. But don't tell my book club that.
Yeah, just bring your book report.
But in terms of podcasting, at least for me, since we're in this season of like anything goes, I'm looking forward to like experimenting. I don't know how much you get to experiment, Caitlin, because... Well, I mean, I guess you are with the stuff outside of the audio, like with the virtual recordings and perhaps a future live recording or meetup. Mm-hmm. Nordry, how about you? What are your aspirations for 2026?
Well, since day one, there's so many things we'd like to do, just like life, right? But I remember at first, I wanted to be doing everything everywhere all at once. And I realized really quickly that's just not how I best show up at all. And so then I was doing nothing at all. So that may be good advice for other people with other resources, but it just wasn't for me, at least not right now. So now, 6 years later, I'd like to focus on one thing. And for me, I'm picking collaboration. So that's my verb for this year. I think, Jessica, you always pick a verb instead of a goal.
I do. It was a word, but I like the idea of verb.
Because it's action.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So your verb is collaborate.
Hashtag collaborate.
Ooh. I like that.
Thank you. I want to find ways to collaborate more with others to help us push each other forward because we're better together. That's why we reached out to you, Caitlin, because we think what you're doing is really great work and gathering a community of mentors, not only for yourself, but for your listeners is amazing. That's really powerful. And more people should be listening and finding conversations and people that inspire them, just like I'm doing, listening to your show. So yeah, that's my verb. I want to collaborate and we're starting today.
Starting today. Mm-hmm. And I think your verb, Caitlin, would be consistency, right?
Oh, yes. I hadn't thought about that. I picked a word of the year for the podcast, but personally, and I don't know how we would turn this into a verb, but my hope for 2026 is I want to bring a little bit more whimsy into DC.
Ooh.
I mean, I used to live in San Francisco, which I'm sure Lizzie could attest.
Land of the whimsy.
Land of the whimsy. And I grew up in Pennsylvania, which like, has some beautiful places, but San Francisco knocked my socks off when I lived out there. Just the hills and the vistas and the ocean and the Golden Gate Bridge.
Color.
The mountains. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Even the fog. His name is Carl.
Yeah.
When he rolls in, like, it was magical. But my family is on the East Coast, and that's really important to me. And so this year, I was like, I'm going to stop lamenting not living in San Francisco. Because I love where I live in DC. But this year, I want to bring more whimsy to my life just personally. And so that's kind of what you're saying of like doing like meetups. I signed up, I'm starting volleyball at the end of the month.
Nice.
I planned like a local, like, hey, if you're in the neighborhood, like let's meet for coffee. So we did that on Friday morning before work at like 7:30 to 8:30. But
early.
I'm just trying to, like, I want to build community and do fun things. So
yeah.
DC has, it's been grim, like, the last year. So I'm trying to bring more whimsy in.
Oh, yeah. DC needs it at this point. We all could use a little bit of whimsy. So what about your word for your podcast?
Well, I think consistency is a great one then. Of
okay.
Marjorie, similar to what you were saying, like, I could do this and that. Maybe I'll do merch and I could write a blog and I'll do resources and, let me redo all the episode artwork and, I'll redo all the show notes and this and that. So I have to go, whoa, it's good enough right now. You know, I'm optimizing for SEO. I have my show notes, blah, blah, blah. Like, things go out. What is important to do? And then what is like a nice to do? And so I'm trying to be consistent with the most important things. And then I'm posting on social media, but am I there like comments and DMs every day? No, because I think that was like a nice to have and I needed to take a break from that.
Yeah.
So yeah, consistency. I have goals too of like, who would I want to interview? Like this year, if I could, I'll tell you guys some people we're having coming up.
Let's do it.
So I have some leaders from Gensler, some leaders from Canon Design. There is a new museum called the Dot Experience opening in Louisville, Kentucky. And it's basically a museum for low vision and non-sighted people.
Wow.
And so the sighted experience is the same as the non-sighted, just with all of the different like accessibility design elements that they've integrated. So those are just like a couple of our, I think like January, February episodes that will be coming out. But things like that, like I want to have really cool guests doing really cool things. And I've had some really amazing conversations so far. So I think just even consistency, but with that whimsy on top of it, will be our year for Architect Debt.
Oh, that is exciting. Oh man, we have a lot in store for 2026 and I'm so excited.
As you were talking, I was thinking that you do all this by yourself. At least the three of us, there's three of us, right? And we try to divide and conquer. We get better at it every year. Like everything, it's practice. Yeah. I am really proud. Okay, this is like not necessary to share, but I'm going to share it because I'm so proud. We've been wanting to write a contract between us.
Like a host agreement?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Not without the quotes. Sorry.
Yeah. And we finally did it. And it was really cool. Like as we were doing it, just to see how much we've grown, how much we've been achieving, and then prioritize. Because the three of us have different goals for the show, like things that we're each interested in doing. So if we each do that, then we can reach better, right? But then if I had to do all this by myself, I don't know.
Yeah, I will say that's the other thing that I admire about you and the consistency part, because I think with by us being the three of us, we have that sense of accountability of like, oh crap, if I don't post, then I'm letting my two co-hosts down because I didn't do my episode or post or whatever. So I think by you doing it, like all you have is yourself and your listeners, I guess, that are counting on you. Instead of the episode calling Aspirations, it's going to be like us fangirling over Caitlin Architect.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you guys started your podcast before I even started mine. So when I had the idea, I went online and was like, what's out there? And so I was so thankful that you had something. And again, I interview people, so I do research, but then I get to ask them questions. And I really, like, as long as they talk, I just keep the ball rolling. And I have things that I'm interested in, I pick parts out, and we go forward. But I think what you all do in terms of the deep research and, like, preparing everything, that's a lot more work. And it was because you had something out there that I was like, oh, like, there are podcasts out there, but, like, there's 100 with
men,
you know, about men, hosted by men, and there's 2 for women. I was like, okay, I think there's space for me to do something.
So much space.
But yeah, Nordra, you were saying that over time, you all have kind of grown and evolved in your roles. How do you see that evolution? Like, what were you doing 6 years ago versus how has that changed what you're doing now?
Mm. Well, 6 years ago, we were all doing a little bit of everything. Lizzie is, she's our CFO, really. She schedules, she puts on the calendar. She's very organized. Out of the three of us, she's the most organized. And then out of the three of us, this is really weird. I'm the least outgoing. You're more extroverted than I am, 100%. But for some reason, I'm more of like the business development. I just have spurts. I don't know. Like,
see, Nordra is like the connector. As introverted as she may seem, when she is on and she can connect people. Even if it's not in person, she'll do it virtually.
Okay.
And as introverted as she may seem, she is our biggest mouthpiece in the best way. Like, she has told me that she goes, and even when she's on her 9-to-5 talking to vendors, she'll throw in, I have a podcast.
Wow.
Whereas I, on the other hand, other people have to remind other, when they introduce me, they, like, it could be a work thing. And then they're like, oh yeah, and by the way, she has a podcast. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, I do. So, Nadri, you're better than me on that part.
In the office, they call me the podcast pusher.
Yeah, and we need that.
100%.
Yes.
And Jessica's our marketing. Like, we're out there in the world thanks to her.
Well, to answer your question, Caitlin, I guess that's why, at least for me, I want to experiment more with, like, our branding and how we market it, like, outside of social media. How does that look like on our website with blog posts and other forms of content? Last year, I think I've done a lot of other research on Nordry and Lizzie and I. We've thrown out the idea of having a book. So last year, I sat in a lot of conference discussions or like panelist discussions of how they publish their books, which was really exciting. I was telling them afterwards, I was like, I have all these ideas and all the, like, I know who to call if we want to talk about publishing and printing and self-publishing. So I don't know if that's a 2026 plan just yet, but maybe it'll be further developed. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be incredible because you have all of the research and it is hard to find. Like there are books out there, but like, to have all of the women that you've covered or most of them in one book, that would be an incredible resource.
Yeah. I even started talking to Nordry about like if we wanted to do a textbook versus like a regular book or a children's book. I've had, now that I remember, I did talk to an editor, a publisher last year too. I was doing a lot of the research. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Are there any other goals outside of the book that you guys are thinking about this year or that you're dreaming about?
I think it was maybe we were talking from the Honeycomb podcast.
Yeah, Katarina.
Mm-hmm. Katarina. And I think we had told her that we were on someone's curriculum. And so that's always been worthwhile. But I think I would love to come up with like a lesson plan of just like an integrate, like a history class of the ladies in our show. And how do we turn that into a whole lesson plan for like a semester?
Oh, I love that. Or even do like a, you just got me thinking of, pull in architectural historians and it's like, okay, you have your curriculum. Mm-hmm. Please insert these women into here. It's like, we talk about man. Okay. And then Zaha Hadid. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
There's a few more that you could mention.
Oh, you're going to talk about Shandigar? Let's get the full story and add the other two women that were part of Shandigar.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we can go on a whole thing about, oh my God, I mentioned Shandigar and I already got my blood boiling. Oh.
Yeah, there's steam coming out of your ears. So, you know.
Listen, no, I feel sweaty, but it could be because I'm in Florida. But
yeah, those are some big, good goals we've got for this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like to have more people know the women that are out there and hear their stories is great. At my firm, we do a Women's History Month lunch every year.
Nice.
And it's not just a free lunch where we go, yay, women. My co-host and I make everyone submit a slide on a PowerPoint and they have to do like a little bit of research. And really it's like, you know, Wikipedia, not anything crazy. And then I put a few photos. And then during the lunch, as we're snacking on whatever it is, we all talk about our person. And so over the past, I think we've been doing this for 3 years now, we've had 80 women that have been featured. And some are featured twice, but I always say, like, look at the past presentations and try to pick someone new. And I think just even having those conversations in office is a great way of, oh, like, I know this woman and she does a pattern design or something. And I was influenced by her and inspired by her. And we're all creatives and designers in the office, depending on, you know, we're all different, like landscape and planning and architecture and interiors. So we all have different references, but it's been a great way, you know, not in official podcast form, but just to see the visual of learning about different women. So, but you guys are doing that on a bigger scale with 6 years of all of those. But to start those conversations, I think is so important.
Agreed. You're making music to our ears to make it full circle.
Yeah, I guess I'm musical, right? And Nordry was right. I'd like to sing a song now. No.
Oh, that wouldn't be the first time that we would sing on the show.
Nope.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
All right. Okay. So, Caitlin, in our regular episode, we do pick a caryatid, or to bring the history lesson, a caryatid is a woman who is working today, holding up the profession, like the women-shaped columns in Greek architecture. So, Caitlin, what would be, or who is a caryatid whose work you are admiring right now? that you would like to share with our listeners?
Oh, the easiest one that just comes to mind is the person whose episode we just released on Architect Ads. That was our first episode of January. Her name is Barbara van Biervliet, and she is an architect in Belgium.
Nice.
And what really inspired me about her episode was just how enthusiastic she is about the design industry. She works with her husband. They have an architecture practice, but she has branched out into product design and furniture design and lighting design. I think what's inspiring about her is like she does beautiful work and it's dreamy to look at and you kind of drool a little bit. But she's really questioning of how do lights work and how do we organize homes and then questioning that and then coming up with these really interesting design solutions just based off that questioning of the norm. And I think oftentimes I work in higher education. And so buildings that are pretty much like we're not doing anything totally groundbreaking. There's, you know, classrooms are classrooms. We're not flipping them upside down or turning them inside out. But her episode was a great reminder of, oh, especially in school, you question things all the time. And I think I could be doing that a little bit more in my professional life too.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to bring some whimsy back in and bring, you know, that more of like deep design thinking. So that episode, editing it, I mean, I listen to it a lot when I edit it. I do the interview, all of that. So it's live now, but that was a great episode and really made me think deeper about how can I do more?
Yeah.
We're going to have to listen to that episode today.
Yeah. Like right now.
She is so enthusiastic and just, I think that was a great episode because you could just tell her passion. I mean, it's just audio, but her passion comes through.
Nice.
Love that. Caitlin, this has been so great. Thank you so much for sharing all of that, everything you have, sharing your aspirations. Listeners, you share some of your aspirations, goals, words, verbs, inspirations, 2026. We'd love to share the growth together. Feel free to join the conversation on social media. Actually, speaking of, Caitlin, I know you're off social media a little bit this year, but should listeners want to find you and engage with your podcasts, what would be the best way to do that?
Yes, my accounts are all still active, even though I am not falling into the doom scroll as much. But I'm posting things, all of that. So on Instagram, it's architectette, and that's architect, and then the suffix E-T-T-E on the end. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, the Architect at Podcast. I am active on LinkedIn, so Caitlin Brady. And we have a website too, architectat.com. And then you can sign up for our newsletter there. And we just send like a, you know, I write up a little blurb monthly and then send some reminders about the episodes that came out. And then I've also been featuring a Women in Architecture committee for the last year. So I still have a few more to feature. So we're just talking about what these committees are doing and how they're impacting their local communities. So all of those places.
Awesome. All right, guys. So be sure to check out Caitlin's show, Architectette. Thank you guys for listening to our show. We're excited for 2026 and for what's to come for all of our shows and podcasts and all the other things that we'll do outside of the show. Caitlin, thank you again for agreeing to meet with us on a Saturday. It's always cool to talk podcaster to podcaster.
Exactly. Yeah, we can geek out together and it was a pleasure chatting with you both. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Before we say goodbye, we want to say thank you to CMYK for the music, John W., our technical advisor, and most of all, thank you all for listening.
Remember to check out our show notes for links to all of our resources on this episode, as well as pictures of projects we've talked about.
Please let us know what you thought of our episode. If you've enjoyed it, please help us spread the word. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, tell them all. Tell them to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify and write us a review. This will all help us reach a wider audience and for more people to learn about these amazing ladies with us.
Your support means everything to us. If you've enjoyed our content and want other ways to help us with our mission, you can support us by visiting our website for merchandise.
If you don't need any more swag, but you'd still like to consider supporting the research we're doing, you can donate to us on our website at shebuildspodcast.com/donate, or you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/shebuildspodcast. You can also find links to all these items on our website.
She Builds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network.
Gable Media is curated thought leadership for an audience dedicated to building a better world. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com.
We are excited to hear from you and for you to come back and keep learning about bosses with us. You can email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com, leave a comment on our website, shebuildspodcast.com, or follow us on Instagram or Facebook at shebuildspodcast and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at shebuildspod. Until then,
see ya!
Bye!
Adios!